Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. All of us can be a little bit susceptible to wasting time on the internet. I was looking at Ephesians chapter 5 this morning, and it says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." And I, you know, it's wonder how much, what are we doing about making the best use of our time? And video games can be a waste of time, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm so glad you brought that passage.
Well, it's, I think we're all accountable as to how we spend our time. And it's certainly good to have recreation, but when something becomes disruptive, then you've got to look at it a second time. And in your book, you talked about, you know, starting as a kid and getting just over the top involved. And then you took a break for a while. And then when the video games got a little bit more sophisticated as an adult, you just went wild, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was younger, my parents primed the pump because it was healthier to be at home rather than running around, you know, the neighborhood all the time. So they would, you know, coach me on stay away from drugs and alcohol. But here's the Atari, here's the Commodore 64. But it was not until the sophistication of the game, as you mentioned, that really sucked me in.
And the graphics have gotten just so unbelievable, and there's so much allure, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's not really the graphics, because there's a game now called Minecraft, which parents would look at and say, these graphics are kind of, you know, rudimentary, right? Basic blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Nick Yee out of Stanford showed that the three elements that make gaming super attractive is the achievement, the immersion, and also the social connections that the game can afford. So really, it's the internet connectivity and the multiplayer play that made gaming like on steroids. So now you can have a game that even has, like, not even advanced graphics, can really suck a person in, and now they have all these, like, online friends that are giving them peer pressure to play.
I want to go back a little bit, because we went from playing baseball in school, and you started, I'm assuming, playing some video games back then, but you had to get some pretty good grades to get where you are. So could we follow up on that journey?
Sure. You know, I've always been blessed, and it's amazing how the Lord is using me. And so back then, when I even was an atheist, he blessed me with a near photographic memory. So school was actually quite easy for me. And I just knew that if I worked hard, I'd get a job. And my goal, my purpose in life was to get a great job and just to show everyone I could do it, you know, just to have, you know, to become a doctor or a lawyer, just like my parents guided me along to do. So I was able to do really well in school and still play a ton of games, you know, and then I had 6 full ride scholarships to medical school. And then that really didn't help me, because that just made me cockier and more arrogant. And during med school, I didn't have to study that hard to maintain a B average to get my medical career or my medical degree. And therefore I could play all night long and do whatever I wanted, you know, and not study much.
You know, George, I thought I was going to like Andy, and I'm changing my mind.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think this interview is over. You know,
well, we should tie into the arrogant part, although he has some talent. You know,
I know.
That's the difference.
That's the huge difference, is he's got talent. So you are just confronted with all kinds of opportunity, and you feel like you're just in control of everything and in top of the heap here, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and why wouldn't he be? He's got a lot of success, and maybe, you know, rules are for other people. I can do this and do my gaming on the side.
And he did.
Yeah. And there's no real pushback on that, because he's getting the grades.
Yeah, and the bad thing is, you know, like I said, I was without Christ during that episode of 10 years. I mean, I played 50 to 100 hours of gaming over 10 years. And I would only sleep 2-3 hours a night. And being sleep deprived, I even got more cockier, more angry. I made fun of the other students in my mind. I was jeering at them, saying, you know, I'm on full ride scholarship. They must be really stupid. I started to be condescending to my wife and really emotionally abusive towards her. She eventually slapped a restraining order on me, you know? And so when you place your value into secular accolades like that, and boy, it was it was ugly. Things got ugly really fast.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.